you might be able to help those who've got problems in any area. Yes, my God. So some folk can handle one thing, but they get twisted up when two or three things happen to them. You begin to help them understand. Listen, God won't put more on you than you can bear. I know you don't recognize it, but God really thinks you're something else. You don't realize how much strength training you've gotten from all of those prior troubles you've gone through. That's why he keeps adding weight. Because once you've gotten to the level where you've peaked out, it ain't gonna help you none unless you get some more weight. Lord, I wish I had a helping gift. And so every now and then when you deal with what you deal with, you have got to come to the point and place that God, number one, is going to comfort me. But he's not just comforting me for me. He's comforting me to be an example to someone else. Look again at this word if you don't mind. It says, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Verse 4 says, what helped you will help somebody else. The same comfort God gave you is the same comfort God's going to use to give somebody else. And so when you know that God is faithful, you will understand it. Verse 5, for as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounded by Christ. Now listen at this, because this is important for the believer to understand. Everything Jesus went through, he did it as an example for us. That's why he says, if the world hates you, know that it hated me before it hated you. And so he deals with helping you understand the haters. I know you might, you know, have a hater or two here and there, but if you ever get hater issues, check out how Jesus dealt with those who hated on him. And listen at this, his heart went out to haters. Because what he understood was haters can't do nothing else but hate. It's in their nature. And so you got to change the nature of the hater before you can stop them from hating on you. And the only way to change the nature of the hater is to introduce them and let them really have a personal one-on-one with the one who loved them. And then when they realize he loved them, he gave himself for them that they may have the best of everything there is. And God our Father who gave his son who gave his life, if he gave his son, there's nothing else that there is on earth that he would hold back from you. So when you realize that, you come to the realization, I don't have a need to hate when I've got a God who loves me enough to give me his best. So, you know, when you see the examples that Jesus went through, that Jesus dealt with, it is so that we, number one, will understand if he went through it, we're going to go through it. But the record is, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. And if Jesus overcame the world, as Christian, righteous believers, we shall overcome the world. He just gave us a roadmap, and he himself was the guide through every situation and circumstance we've been through. He's been tempted, tested, tried in every situation like as we are, except he did not sin. So everything he went through is so that we can benefit from it. Benefit from it. Verse 6 says, and whether we be afflicted, so don't cry when stuff happens to you. It is for your consolation and salvation, he's saying to the believers.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
K-A-Y-T, Lake Charles, 100.1.
For those of you that think that gospel music has gone too far, you think we've gotten too radical with our message, well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory. Woo! You better put them hands together and act like you know up in here. Aliens with them. Chris and Alicia Nick. All the homies Nick. All the believers Nick. John P. Key Nick. Hezekiah Nick.
There is no heaven, there is no mention in God.